Joining me now is Susan Kirby from the Pregnancy and Parenting Center here in Florence. And how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. One of the things that this is a sort of maybe a little unknown gem in our community, but you guys have been operating now for
20 years.
20 years.
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
How did it all start out? Do you have a history of...
The Coos Bay, the Caring Pregnancy down in Coos Bay started a satellite here in Florence back in 2000. And for a few years, they were operating their satellite. And then the volunteers that were working from Florence decided that they wanted to have an independent center. So they created an independent nonprofit pregnancy center. And that they became independent probably around 2005. Richard Lewis was one of the first board members, and Margaret Getchell was the first executive director.
How many people do you serve on an annual basis? I mean, I don't really see a whole lot of pregnant women around town generally, but I'm sure that they're out there.
Well, we have over 300 visits in 1 year, over 300. And we meet not just with pregnant women, but also with parents, because we provide prenatal education as well as parenting education.
Well, in that, can you give me sort of like a little satellite of which each of the services are there?
Sure.
For example, like the prenatal care, what's all involved in that?
Well, actually, I'll start with pregnancy, and then we'll go to prenatal, and then we'll go to parenting.
Okay.
So first, our mission is to provide compassionate support and hope by providing education, material supplies, and community connections to those experiencing a difficult pregnancy decision or seeking to grow in their parenting skills. So we are a safe and welcoming place where we encourage and inform and empower women and couples facing difficult pregnancy decisions. They have a safe place where they can come and be valued and respected and listened to. They can share any concerns or fears or feelings they have surrounding their pregnancy. And they're offered accurate information about all their pregnancy options and other support systems that are available to them in the local area. And then we also encourage and educate and empower women who are pregnant and couples that are preparing for the birth of their child or parents seeking to grow in their parenting skills. So we have a really large curriculum of prenatal classes, parenting classes, life skills classes. And so when someone wants to learn more about their pregnancy or parenting, they can come into the center and they'll meet with a client advocate and they'll choose what class they'd like to take. All our classes are streamed through an organization called Bright Course. And so the client advocate and the pregnant mom or the parent will sit down and they'll watch the class on a screen. And classes are about 20 minutes long. And then they'll follow it up with a discussion. And then we have an Earn While You Learn program, so they can earn baby credits for every class that they take. So they can then go into our Stork Boutique, which is a beautiful boutique with really nice baby clothes, diapers, blankets, maternity clothes, and baby supplies. And then they can get items from that boutique with the credits that they earned through their classes.
Joining us also is Mark Jones. He is on the board of directors at the Pregnancy and Parenting Center. And Mark, if you could talk a little bit about the relationships that are created in this environment.
Absolutely. One of the things that we focus on is to encourage, to educate, and therefore empower. And the way we do that most effectively is by having one-on-one relationships with our advocates or mentors, with the mother and or father, or both, and help them to navigate the complexity of pregnancy, the challenges of parenthood, how to handle things with either their infant child or their toddler child in such a way that it's a win-win for both the parents and the child.
Obviously, you and I are of an older generation, a past generation. things were probably different when our parents were parenting us. What kind of changes is being seen today in the people that you guys are counseling with? Is it a different world?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. As a retired educator, I saw the transition from the 80s to the aughts and then the teens and now the 20s, where it used to be sit down, be quiet, do what I say, don't speak unless you're spoken to. I'm the parent, therefore I'm right. And the child had absolutely no input. Or were able to express their needs to either the educator or to their parents. That's changed. And now we are able to, I'm not saying be friends with the parent. The parent still has a parent role and the child still has a child role. But at the same time, you are able to listen to the child and form more than just an authoritarian position or a caretaker position, to where the mentor helps the parent become the mentor. So that as you help your child go from an adult-child relationship with a child to an adult-parent relationship with the growing adult, the idea is to help create in the child independence, productivity, morals, ethics, things like that.
Is there a tendency now to go more to giving the child too much power or empowering them too greatly in some situations?
Absolutely. That's why the parent is still the parent and the child is still the child. The child should not run the household. By the same token, the parent needs to listen to the needs of the child.
That's so important. Although I'm trying to think back on my childhood and what it was like. And, you know, my parents were always both full-time workers. So, you know, it was like this sort of one of the first latchkey kids. I remember coming home and having a key to get in the apartment. And then I was expected to behave myself.
And do your chores.
Yeah. Which I did pretty good back then. I have to admit, I had a big fear of, you know, getting in trouble. So I never had to worry about that. Susan, what are some of the problems that new parents or future parents are facing today that you guys can help them with?
Well, we have two sets of classes that I think that are really wonderful. One is called co-parenting classes, and so for couples that have separated that are no longer together, but they're still parenting. We have excellent classes, co-parenting classes, that show them how to continue to work together for the purpose of parenting and having that healthy relationship, both of them, with their children. So I think that's a very an excellent series that we have. This isn't a problem. Actually, it's something that I see it's really encouraging. Is I see dads being so involved with their children, and we have a great fatherhood series for dads that might be starting out new and unsure about fathering. We have a great fatherhood series.
I wish that I had been able, as a new parent, to be able to go through the fatherhood classes that I've seen, because it was like, well, duh, you know, don't do this, do that.
Right.
Instead of reacting, respond and have your responses planned and practiced if you need to. And I don't know about you, I never had that.
No, I never had that either. It was, you know, learn as you go,
and make lots of mistakes.
Yes. Now these classes, the fatherhood class, is independent from the other, but the couple could still be together and the father be in a fatherhood class, right? I mean, it's not like independent, you know, raising together separately.
Absolutely.
Right, okay. Right. And the way our classes work, too, is they're all individualized. So a mom, a dad, a woman, a man, or together can come in. They can pick what class they want, and they'll sit down and they'll watch the class. They're not group classes right now. They're individualized classes. So, you know, the couple can both watch the fatherhood classes together if they want, or, you know, they can each pick a class that they want to watch and go in separate rooms. Another nice thing is during the pandemic, we're able to offer our classes online for those that feel safer. So we feel that right now at the center, we have safety protocols in place, and it's safe for them to come in. However, if they're not comfortable with that, we can text or email them a link to their classes. They can watch them at home, and then we'll follow up with a phone and Zoom appointment to discuss the class.
One of the things I like about those classes is the fact that because you are paired with a mentor, it's not like reading your math textbook and trying to figure out the trigonometric functions to, you know, find the right angle. Your mentor, after you've watched the class, can help walk you through it and give you practical follow-on advice from their wisdom so that you're not in it alone trying to learn.
And that's one thing that a lot of people are fearful of, and especially as we've kind of changed the way we learn things nowadays, even to the point where sometimes you look at something and you're not sure exactly what you just heard. So it helps to have somebody there to kind of readdress it with you.
Something I learned as an educator in 30 years in education is that 20% of the people learn by listening. 20% of the people learn by seeing. 60% of people learn by doing. And in education, the mantra is, I do, we do, you do. And it's the same kind of thing with the parenting classes in that here is the lesson online, but I'm not leaving you to flounder on your own. You're going to put into practice the things you've learned. You can come back with a mentor and fine-tune to your particular situation and to the benefit of your children.
Now, with all these programs and all these classes, is there a cost for the parent?
No, everything is free. Everything we offer is free. And the Stork Boutique that I mentioned that has the baby clothes, the baby supplies, that's through the Earn While You Learn program. So they earn baby credits through their classes. Those who are pregnant also earn baby credits going to their prenatal appointments and their postpartum appointments. And so there's different ways of earning credits, and then they have the benefit of picking what they need, want out of the Stork Boutique.
And these classes are for anybody on any economic level?
Yes.
I mean, is that so? It doesn't matter, you know, if you're well taken care of economically, or you're in a lower income rate, they still can receive the same classes.
Encourage, educate, empower.
Yes, they're open to anyone under any circumstances.
That's pretty awesome. Trying to think here, I want to make sure that I give you guys the proper amount of time. Is there anything that you didn't mention that you would like to mention?
We'd like to thank the folks that help support us with donations and grants.
There you go.
And Susan can talk about that.
Yes. We have donors that give individual donors, because all of the way that we are able to function is through donations. So we have people that give individually. We have business donations, church donations. We do fundraising, and then we have grants. So yes, I want to thank all our donors because you equip us so that we can then offer these free resources. I want to thank the grants that we Three Rivers Foundation and the Western Lane Community Foundation for the two grants that we just received through them. So we're very grateful, because we wouldn't be open without people's financial support.
Now, if people want to find out where you guys are located, why don't you tell them where you're located and when you're available?
Okay, so we are located in the Florence Business Center, which is at 1525 12th Street, Suite G. And we are open right now on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. We also have a website, so people can check us out at www.pregnancyandparentingcenter.com. We're on Facebook. Our phone number is 541-902-2000. 2273. You can also text us at 541-999-2427.
Well, a lot of ways to get a hold of you there.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's free.
That's the important part, yeah.
Free, if you need help. Free and confidential.
Okay. And professional, too. The mentors aren't just people who walk in off the street. We put them through a training program so that they know how best to help those who need our services.
All right. Mark Jones, Susan Kirby, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for the April edition of Our Town. Tune in next month where we have a whole new host of interviews for you on Coast Radio.